रतिया चोन्यत्यशत भीर्गतो अंगरम। माताजीस यत् संगलब्धं निजवीर्य वैभवम् तीर्थं महो संशतां हिनानसम् Yet, of whom the devotees, Sangalabdham, achieved by the association, Nijavirya Vaibhavam, whose influence is uncommon, Tirtham, holy places like the Ganges, Moho, repeatedly, samsprashatam, of those touching, he certainly, manasam, the dirty things in the mind, harati vanishes, ajaha, the supreme unborn one, antaha, in the core of the heart, shitabhi, by the ears, gataha, entered, angajam, dirty things or infections of the body, ka, who, vai, indeed, na, not, sevatya, would serve, Mukunda Vikrama, the glorious activities of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: by associating with the persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is the all-in-all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead in the form of the sound vibration, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contamination and infection, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with the devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of the activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Sutta Goswami confirms this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shinvatam sakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridayantas tvabhadrani vidunoti sruhutsatam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears narration of his activities and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listeners. Ridhiyantastu hiya badrani vidhunoti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by the dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional line very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregation chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one becomes purified, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of the material contamination. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Bhaistakihi. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and the loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of the material contamination, and thus his original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in the devotional service, the passionate and the ignorant modes of the material nature are gradually vanished, and thus he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time he becomes happy and gradually advances in the Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachment from hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's names, form, qualities, paraphernalia and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Khadamayam Tadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamshcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Laita Shri Vishakam Tamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'd like to welcome all the devotees for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Canto 5, chapter number 18, text number 11. The chapter is entitled as The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers. So, once again I thank the devotees for giving me this chance to speak from this verse and try to glorify Krishna and his devotees. So in the past few chapters, we were discussing the wonderful discussion between Maharaj Rahoguna and Jada Bharat. And then after that amazing and enlightening discussion, Maharaj Jada Bharat is describing the forest of material enjoyment and how he is describing the futility of the material world. And then in the last chapter, it is described how the great king, Maharaj Priyavrat, who is described as a great ruler, a great king, and how when he was driving his chariot, the wheels of this chariot were so powerful that it divided the planet into different dvipas, the seven dvipas and nine varshas. So then now the description is coming of how the different varshas, you know, are being described. And the predominating deity or the predominating devata or the lord or the supreme lord and the devotee who is glorifying that lord has been described here. I think in the last few verses, I think they were glorifying about Lord Narasimha Dev, right? So in this verse, we hear the beautiful verse, and it is glorifying the process of hearing in the association of devotees, right? Let me read the translation once again. By associating with the persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is the all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead in the form of sound vibration enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes the bodily contamination and infectious, this process and the process of visiting the holy place can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with the devotees to quickly perfect his life? So in this beautiful verse, it has been mentioned that what is the best way to purify one's mind and heart? Many times we want to purify ourselves. So if you want to clean ourselves, we use a soap. We use a nice, body soap or a beautiful, fragrant soap by which we can cleanse the body. If the clothes are contaminated, we use a nice detergent powder or detergent soap to cleanse the stains and the marks on the clothing. But if you want to clean your heart, if you want to clean your mind, how can you do it? In the purport also, Srila Prabhupada is describing about the Mother Ganges. It is said that simply by taking a bath in the Ganges, you can be freed of the infectious diseases, the contaminations of the body. But it takes a lot of time to cleanse the contamination in the heart and the dirty mind, right? But what is the easiest and the fastest way of doing that? Prabhupada in the purport says Mahamantra, but in the verse it is said, by hearing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Of the glory of the Lord Mukunda, who is all in all. So when we hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, then what happens? The heart starts cleansing. The mind, who is infected with so many dirty desires and thoughts, that are cleansed. So that has been described in this beautiful verse. So this verse talks about, first is by associating with devotees, the mind is cleansed, the heart is cleansed. So in short, the power of Shravanam has been described, right? So now if power of Shravanam is there, you can just hear Krishna Katha. Nowadays, the technology is there. You hear anybody's lecture in any part of the world on your own pace. Many times I hear lectures in 2x speed. Right? 1 hour lecture in 30 minutes or 20 minutes. Right? So you can hear any lecture, any time. Right? But herein it is emphasized that hearing in the association of devotees. So that is a very important aspect. Why? Because Krishna in the Gita says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. That if you want bhakti, that then that bhakti can only be given when you surrender to my devotees. Only by bhakti you can understand me, and how to perform bhakti is when you try to serve the devotees, right? In the association of devotees. In the Padma Puran, Krishna is telling Arjuna that one who tells that I am your devotee is not my devotee, but one who tells that I am your devotee of your devotee is my devotee. So this aspect of hearing from the devotee is a very important anga. That's why in the 64 limbs of the bhakti, what Srila Rupa Goswami has given, he has mentioned the 5 most potent form of bhakti. The first is the association. And the second is the Bhagavat Shravan. Again, the association and again the Bhagavatam. Third is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Again, not just chanting but coming together in japa and in kirtan. And fourth is deities. Now, even in deities, you cannot just worship alone. You have the whole process coming together, assisting each other. And then dham. You cannot go dham alone. Right? You should go in the association. So, in 5 limbs of bhakti, the underlying aspect is association. Association. So here and we hear that we should try to hear in the association of devotees. Now many times one may say that why do I need to hear in the association, or if not in the association, but why from a devotee, right? There are so many great scholarly speakers. They may not be devotees, but they speak well. Why? Why to hear from a devotee? Many years ago, one of our senior devotees from Chowpatty, His Grace Prem Nidhi Prabhu, was speaking in one of his workshops. He was saying that the process of Krishna consciousness has made in such a way that you may know the philosophy, but when you try to apply the philosophy, many times you need a push from a devotee. Right? So he was telling that many times when crises come in your life, you know the philosophy that what am I supposed to do? I am supposed to go near the deities, take shelter, or do Harikatha, Harinam. But when a devotee, a close friend, or a senior mentor, or a counselor, or a spiritual master, when they tell you, Prabhu, I think you should more focus on this. And that instruction, when it goes from the ear and comes in the heart, that has a transformation. The same we hear in the episode of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva has written so many scriptures. Was he not knowing what he is supposed to do? But Narad Muni comes and tells him, Hey Prabhu, this is what you are supposed to do. You have written so many Itihasas, Puranas, so many different stories, so many different philosophies. You have written Vedanta Sutra. But what you are supposed to do is, you have to exclusively glorify Krishna. And then he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the proof is, after that, he did not write anything. So that has been described here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter number 25, text number 25, a beautiful verse which glorifies this. It says, Satang prasangan mama virya samvido Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha tadjoshanadaso apavarga vartmani shraddharatim bhaktiranukramishyati. It is said In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then the real devotional service begins. So satang prasanga, mama virya samvido. In the association, what happens? It is pleasing to ear and the heart. And then by hearing this, we develop that attachment for Krishna. In the Gita, it is said, machita madgata prana bodayanta parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti charamanti chaha. He is saying that when my devotees hear and chant about me, what happens? Kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti charamanti chaha. They not only enjoy speaking and hearing about it, but they also relish it. They also satisfy themselves. Tushyanti charamanti chaha. Another beautiful verse in the Bhagavatam which describes parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavati yashaha mitorati mithas tushti nivritti mita atmanaha. What happens when you do parasparanu kathanam mitorati mithotushti? You develop attachment for Krishna, you develop bliss, and then what happens? You develop attachment for Krishna. So that's why association and Harikatha both are very important. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada once said that I have made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness just for one purpose. What is that purpose? To give the chance so that they can get chance to associate with the devotees. So the sum and substance of the Krishna conscious movement is to get people together and give them chance to hear and chant and take association of each other. So that has been described here. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking about the Navavidha Bhakti, he said that there are 9 processes of devotional service, right? Beginning from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnum, Smaranam, and right? All the way to Atmanivedanam. Right? But then somebody asked that out of this 9 process of bhakti or the devotional service, which are the most important? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that does anybody remembers the verse? Tar madhe sarva shrestha nama sankirtan nira aparadha nama loyale paye premadhan. Out of the 9 process, the sarva shrestha is tar madhe sarva shrestha nama sankirtan. Right? He is saying, but before that he says, Bhajanera madhe shrestha navavidha bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare mahashakti. So this 9 processes have the power to give you Krishna prema, but out of this the most important is the nama sankirtan. But then nama sankirtan means you have to hear and chant. So that means shravanam is already connected. So when you do kirtan, you just have to hear. That's why we have, you know, somebody is leading and somebody is responding. So first somebody has to hear and then we have to chant. Same with japa. Chant Hare Krishna and hear. Just hear. Right? So that's why the sankirtan, the nam sankirtan is very, very important. And the most important aspect is the sankirtan. In this age of Kali, nam sankirtan has been given the topmost priority. Kaler dosha nide rajan asti eka mahat guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga pram brajet. In this age of Kali, Kali Yuga, The most important aspect is given as the Nama Sankirtan. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nama Sankirtan is the king of all sadhanas, the king of all spiritual practices, because that is the way by which we can attract the mercy of the Lord. The second aspect which has been described in the translation and the purport is, by hearing the Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, we cleanse our heart and our contamination. Right? Srila Prabhupada in this verse, he quotes the famous verse, Shunvatasa Katha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayanthastah Bhadrani Vidunoti Srihat Satam. He is saying that once you hear the Krishna Katha, what happens? The process of cleansing begins. Right? Many times, a person who has not taken bath for many days, many times we see people who are begging on the streets, they are wearing very discarded clothes and not taken bath, grown hair for a long, long time. And nowadays, there are NGOs who, you know, take them and put them in the vehicle, shave them, bathe them, and then give them nice clothes, and then take care of them like that. So then a person who is not taken bath for a long, long time, and then he takes a bath. Now somebody might say, just see how ugly, how dirty he is. But then once he is taking bath, the process is on. Similarly, when we are in the Krishna consciousness movement, when we are practicing the Krishna consciousness, we should understand the process is on. But somebody will take little time, somebody take lot of time. But we should not judge a devotee, just see how dirty he is. Just see how much soap he is putting. Just see how much water he is wasting. Now we may say the process is on, and it's a matter of fact that very soon he'll be cleansed. And that's what has been described here. The process of vidunoti surut satam. All the cleanses, right? All the things. Also the Bhagavatam describes what happens when you regularly hear the Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevayah bhagavati mukti bhavati naishtikihi. When you hear regularly, we develop attachment and the abhadras are gone. The unwanted things in the heart are gone. So again, in the first canto, there are a series of verses which describes the power of hearing and chanting. I think when Srila Prabhupada is composing that Bhagavat, Markine Bhagavatam, that he quotes all these verses. That, my dear Lord, now I have come to this place. I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to take your transcendental message and how are they going to perceive it. Please empower me. Please make me the puppet. So in this way, it has been described that how this Harikatha can transform people. Right? Many years ago, we had performed this drama in one of this yatra. Many of you might be aware of this story, but I'll just tell you that there was this thief. And many times they say, ye to khandani chor hai. That means his generation after generation, he was a thief. So his parents and his father, they were born with this small boy. And this small boy from the very childhood was trained that you should become the greatest, not devotee, the greatest businessman. No, you should become the greatest thief. And from the very childhood, he was trained that never tell truth. Never ever hear Harikatha. Because when you hear it, all your good advice will be gone. The mind will be brainwashed. So from the very childhood, he was systematically, brainwashed. So one fine day, he had stolen a very expensive and very, very wealthy, you know, ornament from the house of a king. And he stole it and he was running and running and running. And by the time he was trying to escape, he came in a temple. And in temple, a katha was going on, Bhagavat katha was going on. And somehow he hid behind. And then his father's instruction came to his head. What was that? Never hear Harikatha. So what happened? He was quietly closing his ears and hiding. And while he was hiding, somehow a thorn or a nail pricked him in his leg. And when that nail or that thorn prick in his leg, he had, you know, a reflex action. He shouted, "Ouch!" And now he has to take out the thorn. So one hand from the ear has to go out. So he took out that thing. And while that fraction of moment where he took this hand from his ears, he heard that you should know that demigods are not ordinary. And these demigods, the heavenly devis and the devatas, even when they come on this planet Earth, their feet never touches on the ground. And this is the only statement he heard. And because of the sound which he made out of pain, the king's men, they came and they actually took him to and caught him and took him to the king's chambers, and he was put in jail. And now the king's people or the police or whatever, they started harassing him, beating him, tell him that where is this necklace? Where is this wealthy ornament which you stole? And he was a seasoned thief. So he said, I don't know. So they tried everything. He was not speaking. And then they tried another methods, but he still was not speaking. So then somebody said, maybe he's a thief. And let's try to, you know, just let's try to brainwash him in his technique. Because he's from the family of generation of thief. Let's try to, put way by which he will tell the truth. And how will he tell the truth? When you get the Kul Devi of the chores. The Kul Devi of thief. You know, and there was this Devi kind of thing. So then what happened is they made a false Devi to mesmerize him and enamor him and tell him that, please tell me now. I am your Kul Devi. I am your presiding Devi. Now you tell me the truth. I will not punish you. So that Devi comes in that form. And now he is overwhelmed that, oh, the goddess Choramma has already come. Let me tell the truth. And he was about to take the darshan and touch the feet. But then the lecture of the Bhagavatam came that her feet is touching the floor or the ground. Then he realized that I heard that if she is a Devi, the feet will never touch on the ground. So there is something fishy. So he said, my dear Devi, I really tell from my heart that I have not taken anything from the king. Still you don't believe me, you can do anything with me. And the Choramma said, no problem. And then she convinced the king and all the thing. He is a very, very dear devotee of that Devi. And he will never lie. So I think you should leave him. And then he left. And he came back home. And when he came back home, he said that slight hearing of the Bhagavatam and Harikatha had protected my life. And my parents from day one had brainwashed me, never hear Harikatha. And he chastised his family members and condemned them. And then he said, today onwards I leave up everything and I'll only hear Harikatha. So that was the power of Harikatha. And then the transformation happened. Another story which many times we hear in ISKCON, many of you might hear, have heard, that there was a famous drug peddler in America that time, that he was known for supplying drugs to many, many big universities and other places. And the police were after him for many, many days and months and years. And finally they decided to caught him red-handed. And then they were about to catch him, he ran. And he ran and ran, and finally he was thinking, where should I go? And finally there was a Hare Krishna temple. So he goes into Hare Krishna temple, sees shaven-headed people chanting Hare Krishna. So he also started chanting Hare Krishna. But he went inside the temple, and there he thought that maybe this is the only place where I can hide. So he went and told one devotee, that, what is this place? He said, this is the Hare Krishna temple. He said, that's fine. What do you do? He said, we just chant, dance and eat prasad. He said, now that's good. Chant, dance and eat. That's nice. Then he said, apart from that, this was just an advertisement. You should do seva also. If you want to join, meet the temple president. He said, oh, really? Then he goes to temple president. He said, sir, I came to a temple. I'm very attached and attracted by this beautiful temple and the beautiful devotees, and I want to learn the Gita. Can I stay here and do some seva, some volunteering? He said, why not? ISKCON devotees are always in need of young, energetic people like you. Please come. But he said, there are conditions. What are the conditions? You should get up 3:30 in the morning. He said, what? In the mind. 3:30? That's the time I used to sleep. He said, 3:30, what should I do? Get up early in the morning, take bath, and come for Mangalarti. And then Narsimharti, then Tulsi Arati, then Japa. What is Japa? He said, chanting Hare Krishna. 2 hours. He said, really? And then hearing the Bhagavatam class. After the Bhagavatam class, you should first serve prasadam and then take prasad. And then after taking prasad, go for book distribution and sankirtan and come back in the evening, take prasad. Evening the Bhagavad Gita class, and then again take rest. Again the same program. Now he said, this is too much, but then he said, I don't have any other option. So then he shaved his head, stayed like the new bhakta there, and then he started doing all the program. Within a matter of first few days, he was faking it up. He just had the bag, but no mala. So 2 hours, he was just like doing all that. Hearing lecture, he used to sleep. And then he used to do things reluctantly. But after a month, he heard the philosophy and that interested him. Then he heard the karma aspect. And then he said, come on, what I was doing, and if I continue, I would go to hell. So within a span of few months, he became a full, complete, dedicated Hare Krishna devotee. And then he felt, I think I should tell the truth. I should not hide. He goes to the temple president's office and he tells that, sir, let me tell you, I was a great drug mafia. And I came to Hare Krishna only for one purpose, to hide from the police. But now I am transformed. Please tell me, what should I do? Immediately he said that, go to the police. Now he was not expecting that, because he said, don't worry Prabhu, now you are in the temple, everything Krishna will take care. Krishna in the Gita says, Ma Suchaha, so all your sins are gone. But then he said, from the aspect of the community and ISKCON, if the people outside come to know, then that may not be a good example. You should go and surrender to police, and then whatever they tell you, you do it, and then you come back to the temple. So he was very dedicated. He goes to the police and he says, I am that mafia, the most wanted criminal which you are finding out. Please tell me, what should I do? And the police, who were searching him for months and years, they were shocked. And now he's in completely different attire. He said, come in. And they put him in the jail. And very soon he was put in front of the judge. And the judge was completely shocked, but because seeing the case files and the case papers and all that, he was not believing that this sweet looking monk, shaven headed person, is doing all that. And then the judge became curious. He said, what is this attire? Why have you wearing bed sheets And by the way, what you do, what is your, you know, daily schedule like? Then he tells the whole schedule, 3:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, Mangal Aarti, Tulsi Aarti, Guru Puja and all that. And the, after the whole daily schedule hearing by the judge, judge says, your life is more hellish than in jail. I think the purpose of jail is to transform, but you are already transformed and this life is more hellish than jail. I wish you continue. So the judge had written in his judgment that he should go back where he is. He is more miserable than staying in the jail. I think he'll be more miserable there. Let him go. And we can see a great amount of transformation in him. The fact that he has surrendered himself, I think he should go back. So that was a miracle happened, and this person goes back in enthusiasm and is continuing. And devotees in the West still say that he's still practicing Krishna consciousness and associating with devotees. So that is the power of association. Right? There was a Spanish person, I think an English person who comes to Spain, and he wants to do a business. Now he starts a business, but the business is making loss, because how can you do a business when you don't know the language? Because all the people used to cheat him because he doesn't know his language. So then he starts to learn Spanish, but Spanish is a difficult language. So then this person was, you know, going around. And then on a train station, he meets a book distributor. Now a book distributor, you know, is carrying a Spanish book. And he said, come on, take this book. Now this person is frustrated because losses in the business, difficulty in family life. So he was completely stressed. And the biggest problem is, no Spanish. So he's saying, why should I take this book? I don't know Spanish. And he said, come on, you don't know Spanish? Take this book, you'll learn Spanish. Many times our book distributors are very skillful. So he said, are you sure you'll learn? He said, what you should do? You should take this book also and take this English book also. So take these two Mahabik English. Now read this and read this. In short, you'll understand. And he was like, that's a good idea. And he started reading. He not just learnt Spanish, but he learnt the philosophy. In 2 months' time, he became a Hare Krishna devotee. Now he's a full-time devotee serving in the Spain Yatra and hearing and chanting and distributing books. So in this way, the power of association and power of Harikatha, and that will help and connect with devotees. So yeah, we hear in this purport that how, you know, by hearing, we should try to hear from the devotees. And even great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, great devotees like Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj performed great austerities to get a planet more bigger than Lord Brahma. And then when the Lord appears, what is he saying? Let me hear Harikatha by your pure devotees. Even Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, so many great devotees, they are praying that let me hear and chant in the association of devotees. In the Vaishnava songs, you know, great devotees are saying, let me become dog. Not just hear Krishna Katha from devotees, but let me become a dog in the house of a devotee. My God, this is too much. Right? So then this way, the power of association and aspect of Harikatha has been described. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Narad Muni is talking about his life. And he's telling that how the aspect of, you know, hearing from the great Bhakti Vedantis and taking the remnants had transformed them, their life. Right? So in this way, it has been described. And then Narad Muni is giving his own example. And right? And then in this, I think in the 13th chapter of the first canto, this famous verse comes. Bhavad Vida Bhagavata Stirti Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirti Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasti Gadabrata. He's saying that great pure devotees of the Lord, when they come, they are holy place personified, because the Lord never they always resides in his heart. He never leaves. So he is holy place personified. Right? And Yudhishthir Maharaj is glorifying Vidura. And oh Vidura, you are such a great devotee. You are holy place personified. And when such personified devotee, when he wants to give the whole world a holy place of pilgrimage, then that is the Drishyamana Vrindavan, or the fifth kind of Vrindavan, which Shivaram Maharaj says. And that is what has been made here at Govardhan Eco Village, where a replica of a holy place, a replica of a pilgrimage place has been made so that others can be benefited. Others can come and hear Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan, right? So when we are talking about the devotees and the association of devotees, I'll end with this beautiful pastime of His Holiness Indradumna Swami Maharaj. While he narrates this beautiful pastime, many of you have heard it. If you have not heard it, you should hear it in great detail. And the title is called as The Silver Spoon. Right? So Indradumna Maharaj shares that when he was studying or in the university, that time he had just finished his studying and he was, you know, going around. So he was going around and he came to a place where there was a beautiful painting exhibition. So he went there for a painting exhibition, and there he saw a beautiful bluish boy with a peacock feather and a flute in his hand. And that beautiful painting attracted his heart. And he asked this person that, who is this? And he said that this is a bluish boy. His name is Krishna. He's from India. And Indradumna Swami was completely attracted. And now he was not just attracted by the beauty. Now something came in his ears. He heard the sound of the sound of kartal. And somebody leading a kirtan. Somebody leading a harinam. Now, first was the beautiful painting, the second for the sound, and third was the devotees. Now, who was leading the kirtan? None other than His Holiness Vishnujan Swami Maharaj. Now, those who have heard the glory of Vishnujan Maharaj, he was the greatest kirtaniya in the history of ISKCON. And he used to lead kirtan for hours and hours, and Indradumna Maharaj, he just ran through the sound. And he saw four effulgent personalities in saffron robes. And they were chanting and keep dancing in the streets in America. And he just ran and ran and ran. And he was just following the sound vibration. And he somehow caught hold of them and said, where are you from? And they say, we are from the Hare Krishna movement. And we are here. And in the short span of association, Indradumna Maharaj was completely captivated with the beauty, with the effulgence and the persona of these four personalities. And then he said, what are you doing that we just go around place to place, do Harinam, Harikirtan, distribute books, and then we go to the next place? Then he said, where are you staying? He said, gentlemen, we are looking for a place to stay. And Indradumna Swami, that time, a young boy, was staying with his partner that time. And he said that, why not you come and stay in our place? He said, is it okay with you? He said, yes. And Brahmananda was there. He said, will you have nice prasad at your place? He said, what is prasad? He said, don't worry, we will make prasad. You just arrange for groceries. He said, oh, don't worry. Then he was so much enamored, he said, come to my home. And nice place was there, nice accommodation was there. Now they had set up their altar. And then in that altar, they had a beautiful picture of Kartamasai. Now Kartamasai was the first deity of ISKCON. If you're going to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's room, even that deity of Kartamashai is there, a small. I think it's still there in Avadhara Chaitanya Prabhu's room also. I think it's not there. I think it's there in Maharaj's room. So that picture, and there was one very special thing, a silver spoon. So now Indradumna Maharaj was having that. Now many times you have heard his classes, he makes his talk more and more thriller and suspense. So then he was seeing that silver spoon, and then, you know, it was, now spoon is supposed to be used for eating, but it was worshipped. See, he wanted to ask, but he didn't ask. Then he said that now altar is set. Then Brahmananda says, so what are you going to eat for lunch? So he said, we will make this, but then, you know, where are the groceries? Then he said, for groceries we need money. We are sadhus. So they asked Maharaj Indradumna Swami that time, of course, he was a young boy. He said, Hare Krishna. So let us welcome Her Grace Urmila Mataji to our temple of Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you, Mataji, for coming. Hare Krishna. So then, they went for shopping and they brought many things and they made a beautiful, beautiful bhoga preparations, and they made beautiful prasadam. And it is said that Vishnujan Maharaj was not just a great kirtaniya, but he was also a great cook. And the amazing preparation he made, and the devotees ate it. And Indradumna Maharaj, that time, he was like completely stunned. He had never eaten such preparations. And after prasadam, they said that every day morning, we get up in the morning and we do Krishna Katha, and we have the Mangalarti. And then he said, what time? He said, 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, come on, 9 o'clock I get up. 4 o'clock? But he didn't want to give up their association. He said, okay, you wake me up, you knock on my door. He said, okay, that's nice. And every day morning they used to knock on his door, and then 4:30 they used to sing the samsara prayers. And in this way, day by day, his attachment for the devotees started increasing and increasing. And then one fine day, you know, he had a discussion of philosophy. And then Vishnujan Maharaj was speaking about that we should be attached to Krishna and detached from this material world. And then he said that you are saying that we should be detached, but I see you are attached. He said, you're attached? Where am I attached? I'm a sannyasi. He said, I see you are attached to that silver spoon. Tell me, why are you attached to that silver spoon? He said, you want to hear why I'm attached to that silver spoon? This is the silver spoon used by my revered spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And then he started speaking about Srila Prabhupada. As he started speaking about Srila Prabhupada, his love for Prabhupada increased and increased. And he was like, where is Prabhupada? I want to come and, you know, serve him. And then suddenly he said, thank you for everything you have done. He embraced him. And the next morning, nobody knocked on his door. It was 6 a.m., 7 a.m. He was like, come on, 4 a.m., nobody knocked. He opened the door, went in the room of the sannyasis. What happened? All of them had left. Now, his heart was shattered. He was like, come on, this association of devotees, these great four personalities, I'm going to miss them. What has happened? Please. He couldn't take, you know, the separation from the devotees. And then in his room there was a small letter. And what was written? That thank you for your kindness and hospitality. I have a small gift for you, the silver spoon. And tears came from the eyes of Indradumna Maharaj. with love and gratitude, he took that silver spoon close to his heart. And then he said, where will I find Vishnujan Maharaj? He is the one who has ignited the fire of Krishna consciousness in my heart. Where will I find him? And then he started going around and finding out. But nobody knew. And then finally, after a few days, he saw again saffron robes chanting Hare Krishna on the seat. And then he ran, Vishnujan Maharaj. He said, no, I'm not Vishnujan Maharaj. But he's in this temple in Detroit. You go there. And he goes there. And then he finds devotees. And then somehow he finds Vishnujan Maharaj. And then very soon, he joins the Hare Krishna temple. And I think it was on the appearance or the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sushtakur. He surrendered completely to Srila Prabhupada and became a full-time devotee. And rest is the history. So that's the glory of the association of devotees and the grace of the devotees. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.